We'll see some scattered showers and thunderstorms in the forecast for the next few days ahead of what looks like it might be a very nice weekend. Humid today, chances of rain likely beginning around midday, and a high in the lower 80s. 23 more COVID-19 cases reported in the Quad Cities. One more person has died in Rock Island County. 11 of the new cases are in Rock Island County, 12 in Scott County. The local case count is over 1,550. The death toll is 39. Iowa reports another 281 cases over the past 24 hours. The percentage of those testing positive remains over 5. In Illinois, the percentage remains below 3. The state is reporting 738 new cases. Davenport has canceled this weekend's fireworks. Mississippi Valley Fair will go on, but without large grandstand acts. Physical distancing protocols will be in place and monitored. Rock Island has canceled its Labor Day parade and Rock Island County Democrats' annual Labor Day picnic. United Township High School has called off its in-person graduation ceremony set for August 2nd at the Tax Slayer Center. Health officials remind you, wear a face covering and maintain at least 6 feet of physical distance when you go out. The federal government still has funding available in its Paycheck Protection Loan Program aimed at helping small businesses work through the pandemic. Grant Gerlach reports today is the deadline for businesses to apply.
The loans are designed to be forgiven as long as employers use at least 60% of the money for payroll and keep or rehire the same number of workers they had before the pandemic. As of Friday, nearly 58,000 Iowa businesses had been approved for PPP loans worth a total of more than $5 billion. Jane Armstrong is the Iowa District Director of the U.S. Small Business Administration. She says there's still money left in the program.
Right now, we still have about $100 billion left in funding for the program, because some money has been returned and some money has not been tapped into.
Armstrong says it's not clear what will happen with any funds that are left over. Congress may use it to offer more assistance to the industries that are struggling the most. I'm Grant Gerlach, Iowa Public Radio News.
Governor Kim Reynolds has signed a mandatory 24-hour abortion waiting period into law in Iowa. It requires a person seeking an abortion to attend an additional appointment at least 24 hours before terminating their pregnancy. The law is set to effect tomorrow. Planned Parenthood argued in court yesterday the law should be temporarily blocked from being enforced while their lawsuit seeking to get it struck down continues. A lawyer for the state argued Planned Parenthood doesn't have legal standing to challenge the law. Planned Parenthood previously won a very similar case in which the Iowa Supreme Court found a 72-hour waiting period unconstitutional. The Johnson County judge on this case says he'll enter a ruling as quickly as possible. Illinois' unemployment rates for April was higher than in May of this year, but Illinois unemployment in May was still up, way up, compared with the same time last year, and that's because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Chase Kavanaugh has more.
Non-seasonally adjusted unemployment statewide was 14.7% in May. That's up more than 11 percentage points from last year. The Rockford area saw the biggest jump, rising from almost 5 to more than 19%. Sam Salustro is with the Illinois Department of Employment Security. He says Phase 4 of the Restore Illinois plan is bringing these numbers down.
As industries have been returning, we've seen a lot of jobs return to manufacturing and construction, and we're seeing it now within the leisure and hospitality business.
Salustro says this trend has been seen throughout the phases of the state's reopening and should continue for Phase 4. I'm Chase Kavanaugh.
Precipitation limited Iowa's farmers to 4.5 days of field work last week. This week's report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture says Northeast Iowa saw the highest amounts of rainfall and some severe weather. Where field work was possible, activities included applying fertilizer, spraying, harvesting hay, and hauling grain. The condition of the state's corn crop is 85% good to excellent. Soybeans are rated as 83% good to excellent. I'm Jay Pierce.